It didn't come in time for the Black Friday retail sales blitz, but Michigan's first legal sales of recreational marijuana happened yesterday.
It's a big deal. It's kind of like a historical thing for our generation. We've been pushing for a long time to get it recreational, and it finally passed, so it's kind of fun to be out here and take part in it.
Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman was out talking with that customer and others, and he joins me now. Good morning, Bryce.
Hey, Doug.
Voters approved recreational marijuana use last November, but the state needed some time to work out the logistics of licensing the businesses that will sell it. The first three licenses went to shops in Ann Arbor. Where did you go yesterday, and what was the scene like?
I went to Greenstone Provisions, which is about four blocks from our office, actually. It was crazy. There was lines that went all the way down the block, and when I left, they eventually stretched all the way around the block and down the hill.
You know, I was driving downtown yesterday by another of the first shops that has a license, and the line was also crazy there. What did customers have to say to you about the first day of legal sales?
People were mostly really happy. They thought they were being a part of a historical moment. Many of them even called it the end of prohibition in the state. I talked to a guy named Travis Elliott, who came all the way from North Carolina, and his buddy Daniel Armstrong. They remember the old days where cops actually stopped people for smoking joints and arrested them for small amounts of marijuana.
Coming to a market to where, like, you can literally walk in here and be above the age of 21 and purchase flower, dab, concentrate, anything you want, and legally walk out of it and put it in the trunk of your car and go to your house and smoke it is just a blessing.
And I also talked to Daniel Armstrong.
Ann Arbor is the forefront of the battle for legalizing marijuana in the state of Michigan, the battle against prohibition. And ultimately, I was coming to the DIAG when I was 15 years old, protesting what we're effectively seeing the change right now for.
Well, and there's a longtime Hash Bash participant there, Bryce. When people were talking about the idea of legalizing pot in Michigan over the years at Hash Bash and elsewhere, there was talk about trying to regulate it like the way alcohol is already regulated. What is the process like when somebody actually walks into a shop to buy some recreational marijuana?
Well, it's not quite like going to the store to buy a fifth of Hennessy yet. It was really like a combination of walking into a doctor's office and walking into a store. People would walk in, they would get their IDs checked, obviously, because you have to be over 21. Then they would be waiting in line to get into one of the two rooms where you could actually see and buy different products. They had so-called bud tenders walk you through the process of how things cost, how much you could buy legally at a time, and they would explain the different products they had and the different effects that they had, and they help people basically figure out what they wanted to buy.
The Zookies there is going to be 35, and that's going to be a shatter. And then the North Concentrates, the Black Destroyer, and the Rainbow Jones is going to be marked at 50, and those are both full grams, of course.
Once they bought it, they went on about their life, and that was it.
Michigan had already legalized medical marijuana, and medical marijuana cardholders still get top priority in all of this. Could you explain how that works?
For medical cardholders, they won't really see much of a change. They can buy the exact same products without that 10% tax that recreational users have to pay. So what happened yesterday is the state was allowing these shops to transfer half of their supply from the medical use side of the aisle to the adult use side. But the shops could only sell product that had been available to the medical use side for at least 30 days. So in other words, these shops couldn't grow a bunch of products specifically for recreational users.
Bryce, this isn't exactly a huge rollout. Just a handful of stores have gotten licenses so far. What's keeping that process so slow at the start?
The state is just trying to be careful. They're rolling out a new industry that has a lot of people excited, but they just want to make sure that the process works for everyone in the state, even people who didn't necessarily want recreational marijuana near their communities. A lot of Michigan communities are opting out of recreational marijuana sales. There's like an overwhelming majority that said no to it. They want to see how it works other places before they, become the guinea pigs in their area, so to speak.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reporting on the first day for recreational marijuana sales in Michigan. Bryce, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.